Heck yeah, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Real News We Made Up.
Whee!
So happy to be here, guys. We got two awesome special guests. I'm going to introduce our first guest. I love him. I respect him a ton. I've opened for him. He's hilarious. He's been in Dumb and Dumber, Rocket Man, Half Baked, numerous movies and TV shows. This guy is amazing. He's got a couple specials out on Amazon. You got to watch those. Harlan Williams, everybody.
Hi, guy.
Hey.
Hi.
Are you going to hype me up like that, too?
No, yeah. Not at all. This is Andrea.
It's Andrea. Thank you so much.
She's a coworker, apparently. We're not friends. We just established that pre this.
Yep.
She was in a movie, too.
Yeah.
Went straight to DVD.
Straight to Netflix.
Straight.
Well, that's good.
It's not good.
Yeah, OG YouTuber.
More movies than I have.
If anyone doesn't, do you want to explain? You have a unique history in the internet.
I started in radio, and then I did, I started in radio when I was 14. I had a syndicated show, and then I moved to YouTube, and then I started doing acting, did a few things here and there, and now I'm doing YouTube.
Sort of.
It's awesome.
I think every 2 months.
Yeah, three or four.
Yeah.
You know.
It's kind of like a booty call.
Is it?
Yeah, it's just like I'm gonna upload. I guess maybe I'm bored. Yeah, let's just
exactly.
Right? Yeah, well,
that's fair.
We're over here just still being stand-up comedians. I guess we gotta get on this YouTube.
Gotta get
train.
On the YouTube, the InterGoogle.
Yeah,
yeah.
The InterGoogle.
Is that what it's called now?
I think
InterGoogle.
Is that what it's called, guys?
Wikipedia.
Wikipedia's.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you spend a lot of time on the internet?
Not really, no. Yeah. Just to do emails, but okay. I wish I understood it the way you guys do, because that captivates me. I want to try and mine that, you know.
Do the Twitter? You can tweet.
I got the Twitter, but I mean like the YouTube and stuff. I want to learn to understand that. It sounds pretty cool.
You got a good show idea. We can't let them know yet. But.
No, we can't say a word about it.
Yeah.
As he was about to.
No, I'm just suspense. It's building suspense. And your Instagram videos are hilarious.
Yeah, I'm on Instagram.
What you got there, Frosty?
I got a Frosty Cola, man.
Man,
from KFC, bro.
We didn't even get a KFC sponsor, but
no.
Dude, KFC's getting free advertising on this.
Just blatantly dropping in there.
Yeah, nice. Look at that.
Dang. Well, you guys, you don't. I mean, you got a little background of what the podcast is about, but we'll explain again for our new fans, listening followers. So basically, what we do is we both have two news stories. One is real, one is made up. We found the craziest stories. We wrote the craziest stories. They sound like they could be real. They sound like they could be fake. They're funny. They're ridiculous. And then you guys just got to pick which one's real, which one's fake.
Yeah, you can work together. You can ask questions. You can
every
try
man
and
for himself.
Okay.
Oh, well, the competition.
That being said, there is a first place prize and a second place
ruthless.
Prize at the end.
I'm
so
very competitive.
She is very competitive. Although she's very competitive, but never wins. So you're
gonna
okay.
be the day. Ooh. I never give up though.
I'll be saying, please don't be the first one to lose to her, because no one's ever lost to Andrea.
Could be fun.
Oh, no. So
well,
scary.
Do you want to read yours first? Or?
Yeah, why don't we open up with a 100%? We'll just admit this right now. This is a true story right off the bat. Okay.
You're going to win.
Don't believe it.
Just so you guys can kind of have a taste of the ridiculous news stories that are out there right now.
This is
100% real. We're just like, you know.
Not part of the competition. Just to give you an idea
of
like.
Just an appetizer.
Sure.
Just before the main course comes through and you have to really decide.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a real story. Gang leader attempts prison escape disguised as his daughter. Authority said a 42-year-old Clavino da Silva tried to sneak out of a prison complex in Rio de Janeiro by wearing a silicone mask, a wig, a black bra, and a tight t-shirt with three pink donuts on it. Da Silva is serving a 73-year sentence for drug trafficking, and he apparently planned to leave his 19-year-old daughter in prison to do the time. After guards discovered it was really Da Silva, he came clean about his disguise. Footage was released by prison officials that shows the suspect removing his disguise, including peeling off a silicone mask he wore to make himself look more like his daughter. And the Times also noted that Da Silva was one of 31 prisoners who attempted to escape another prison via the sewer system. His daughter was one of 8 people who were arrested on suspicion of helping him attempt the escape, and he's been since been moved to another jail. And before his arrest, Da Silva was one of the leaders of the Red Command, a powerful Brazilian criminal group that controlled drug trafficking in a large part of Rio.
Dude.
I saw this story.
You saw it on
I
Twitter,
saw
right?
Video. Yeah. Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, it looks more like he tried to escape as the kid from Deliverance than his daughter. I mean, that mask, he looked like a Dementoid from the backwoods of Oklahoma.
Dude, it sounds like we got to give this guy a visual effects job here in Hollywood. How do you break it out of prisons with makeup, dude?
It was the worst.
Have you seen the video?
No.
This is it. Not. We're gonna get an ad right now.
He really went for it though. Like, no, the effort was there. Like,
you gotta respect him. That's
in what world would this have worked? Is what I would want to know.
That is crazy.
Dang, I think I saw her on Tinder once.
Like, that's the real. Have you seen the video of this?
Yeah. Oh my god, I did see this video.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That is so creepy looking.
That's crazy. It's,
but kind of convincing.
Almost, yeah, it almost would have worked. It said he got caught because he stopped to ask for the ID of his daughter. And then they, like, put two and two together, and they're like, wait, dude, that's not. And that's why he got caught.
His daughter's buff, man. Dude, she's got tattoos? Oh.
I like how he committed with the bra, which I feel like was very unnecessary.
Right? Necessary.
Definitely not. I mean, well, she's a 19-year-old daughter, so maybe it was necessary.
Wow. Total babe.
This is a ridiculous
space alien.
That is crazy.
So this is what we're working with for our stories. This is the caliber of insanity that we can pull from.
Ooh, he's hotter without the mask. Look at that.
I love how he sacrificed his daughter, his 14-year-old daughter, for a life in jail so he could get out and party. What a
piece of shit. You could say shit here. We're allowed to say shit.
Are we? Yeah,
we could say shit.
But that's a bad word.
Yeah, damn. How about that
damn,
one?
Damn, boy.
Damn, boy.
Yeah, he was planning to leave her there. He was going to just switch spaces with her, and that was it.
Okay.
73-year sentence. You want to go first? You want me to go first?
I'm going
to
read my stories first.
Okay. You're going to read your stories first?
Yeah.
You feeling confident
today?
Bring
it on.
All right. Whatever you want to do to try and debunk it, feel free.
Two random news stories. One's real, one's fake. I'm a bad reader in public. I get paranoid, so. All right. Here we go. Here's the title. Woman who married 300-year-old pirate ghost needed exorcism after violent breakup. Amanda Teague, 47, says she was married to a Haitian pirate called Jack, who died in the 1700s after being executed for thieving on high seas and was forced to undergo an exorcism after she says her former soulmate turned nasty and possessed her. But she says her union left her hospitalized after claiming she was discovered that her husband was not at all what he made himself out to be. The 47-year-old, who has previously worked as Captain Jack Sparrow impersonator, is now warning people about casually dabbling in spirituality. She said, after 2 weeks of marriage, I started to get health problems. I started to get reoccurring perianal abscesses as I was suffering from psoriasis. I know the symptoms of possession, and the part of it is ill health. So I was concerned that it was to do with the relationship.
Good job. You made it
Thank
through
you.
It.
Thank you. I'm getting
Sound
this.
It out.
This is not my thing. I don't know how to read. Yeah. But I was assured that he was a lovely spirit who wouldn't harm me. But after her dog Toby died, Amanda says she has spotted a major red flag about the relationship. A friend warned Amanda that she could have been possessed by Jack and she should talk to him about it. But when she says she confronted him, he threatened to kill her if she attempted to break off the spiritual union. She said his reaction when I told him he had to leave wasn't that he wasn't going to, and that if I tried to have an exorcism and get rid of him, he was going to kill me. It was terrifying seeing a completely different side to the lovely spirit I had seen before. But I knew in my heart that I didn't get rid of him. My health was getting so bad that I was probably going to die anyways. Incredibly, following the exorcism in December, Amanda says her health was drastically improved.
Okay.
Should have done that in character. I would have enjoyed it a lot more if you were in character the whole time.
Captain Jack Sparrow?
No, is it? Or what?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, okay, interesting.
No, go ahead. Any remarks, fire away.
I feel like that's true, but I haven't heard the second one yet.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you feel like that one's true?
Because that sounds like some shit that would happen, doesn't
it? Okay, so right now we can basically pass anything as true.
I don't know.
I'll have to hear the second one before I
make any
balance.
I love
out
that. I love that.
Interesting technique.
Man of observations.
Everyone needs to have that technique.
Man of observations. Second story. News title: woman claims service squid helps with diabetes. Amtrak passenger Meredith Kalowitz was removed from a train after several attempts asking her to leave for bringing a live squid on board and a 2-gallon fishbowl. When asked to leave, she stated that the squid was a service animal and helped detect her low blood sugar levels. She says, I can't go anywhere without him. When he changes colors, I know that my levels are too low. He has saved my life over a dozen times. Many passengers complained of the smell, Michael Castillo being one of them, spoke with the officials. I couldn't tell what the awkward smell was until I looked up and I saw a woman with a fishbowl. The train then made an unexpected stop in Holmesburg, Pennsylvania, where local law enforcement had had her removed with no proof of paperwork. The Humane Society was called to claim the squid, where it was then transferred to Adventure Aquarium in Camden, New Jersey. It is still unknown where Kalowitz acquired the squid. No charges were pressed.
Hmm. It's fake.
Yeah, that's fake.
Right? Why would you take a squid to New Jersey?
The real one's the pirate one.
Yeah.
That one's fake. That.
No, no, even just that's it.
Well,
just,
why would you rescue a squid and then take it to New Jersey of all places?
I don't know. I mean, I mean, I didn't write these stories.
Well, where would you? Sure? I've never seen a pet shop or any place that sells squids pets. There's places that sell octopus, but never a squid.
To debunk that, they do say in the article that it's still unknown where Kalowitz acquired the squid.
But would a squid even fit in a fishbowl? Yeah. Aren't squid pretty big?
2 gallon. It said 2 gallon.
Is that a lot?
That's probably like that.
2 gallon?
It's probably like that. No?
Just somebody bringing a fish tank on a subway seems ridiculous. Plus, how could you smell it? It's in water. And A, the first story had a word in it that you didn't know how to pronounce and didn't even know what it was.
What was it, a perennial abscess?
Look. And I've pretty much figured Vinny did not write that because he doesn't know the word.
Oh,
so
my God. See,
you're
this
hooked.
Is,
you're
dude,
hooked.
By the way, in the past.
Next time I'll remove the hard words from your story.
Dude. Dude, in the past, he's previously written my stories.
This is the first time where I was like, write your own story.
Oh, okay.
And this is why I said you should write them.
Wait, are we right?
So yes, we're right.
You're right.
Absolutely.
Fake.
Took no effort.
The squid is fake news.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen the story, the actual video of the lady?
I think I did see the the pirate one.
Yeah.
So the news story. Dude. No, it's great. So the news story came out like a few years ago that she married this Haitian pirate. And then recently in the last year, it came out that she divorced him, this pirate ghost, and then she had an exorcism because he was possessing her.
I think I remember seeing
this
story.
And by the way, the pirate ghost is named Jack.
Jack Sparrow.
And it's actually the spirit of Jack Sparrow, which is an imaginary, made-up Disney character.
Is it
yeah.
Oh, man.
Like, it's
we were throwing in subliminal ghost story messages and nothing.
Nothing.
Harlan,
the squid.
Dude, you got too big of a brain.
Changes colors with her moods. It's a mood squid.
Dude, I was high sitting trying to write this.
Yeah, I could tell. You should have thrown in a word that you didn't know how to pronounce.
Oh man,
you might have thrown us off.
Well, I'm really bad at reading. Even though I read this pirate story a bunch of
people that
I'll skim.
You're gonna give yourself away.
I'll skim.
I'm not getting any
it.
Teleprompter.
This
jabs
is the in. Actual wedding. That's what she...
Dork.
Is that legal?
Yeah, apparently in... I forget what country she was in, but the laws, like, there was nothing preventing
Ireland.
This from happening.
Ireland.
Dang.
How cool would it be if Osama bin Laden's, like, floating body came up and jumped on the boat?
Yeah, who was his best man?
Remember when they dumped his body in the ocean after they killed him? What was his name?
Oh,
Osama
bin Laden.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. They wrapped him and just dumped him in the water. Dang. Imagine if he just... popped up.
Yeah, he was just the best man in the wedding.
I mean, you're one of the best.
One-eyed
man
Willie.
Was. Who? What was the bridal party?
The bridal party?
Like,
the bachelor party.
Marilyn Monroe.
She looks like Jack Sparrow.
Well, she was a Jack Sparrow impersonator.
Oh, she was.
God. Yeah, she was a Jack Sparrow impersonator, and then that's why she fell in love with the spirit of Jack. Oh. Like that's what she was. That was her living. She was. See, that's her. That was literally.
She really does look like him.
Like that's her. That's what she did. Jack Sparrow impersonator. It's so absurd.
I mean,
how about marry an insane asylum? How about that? Can you do that?
Same thing, right?
Yeah. It was just a live video of someone who married their dog.
Also seen her
legally.
On Tinder.
Legally
do that.
Married
on
their dog.
Tinder, yeah.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine dating her after this guy? Like, hey, did you have any previous relationships? Well, yeah,
I was married.
This 300-year-old ghost.
Yeah.
I actually read the original article out of the Cracked magazine. They had a funny line where they're like, I don't know how she dealt with the 255-year age difference. No, the ghost wasn't the problem, but the 255.
That's pretty good.
Antoid.
I feel like she's actually probably not as crazy as some of the people here in Hollywood, though, you know?
Oh, yeah.
No, for sure.
She probably is from Hollywood, dude. Look at her. She probably stands out on Hollywood
Boulevard. That being
said,
our special guest, thank you. Oh, come on out. Oh, man, wouldn't that be crazy?
I would love that.
If you could marry a ghost, what ghost?
Oh, good question.
What ghost would you marry?
Is Pamela Anderson dead?
Kurt Cobain.
Pretty much.
No, I would marry Kurt Cobain's ghost.
I'll wait till Pamela Anderson dies and then marry.
Yeah.
Give us some time.
That. Yeah.
She's still like the predominant sex symbol for you?
Well, I'm saying, you know.
Who is that?
Pamela Anderson.
We got it. Oh, my God.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
That's not a real question. That's a real question?
She's faking it. Fake news. Fake story.
No, seriously.
Fake
no, news. It's she's only, you're 24.
And a half.
Fake news.
You know Pamela Anderson. I'm not buying it for it. Get a lie detector.
I don't.
Do you know who Tommy Lee is?
He was in a band.
This is the...
Pamela is a... You say he was a guy?
No,
I asked,
Tommy was
I asked
in a
if
band.
She knows who Tommy Lee is.
Oh, you know Tommy Lee.
He was in a band.
That's pretty. Yeah, that's not okay. That's not incorrect.
That's.
Or what ghost would you? What ghost would you marry then?
Kurt Cobain.
Kurt Cobain.
I love him.
Why?
I don't know. I just like him.
So you know Kurt Cobain, who kind of emerged at the very same time Pamela Anderson did, but you don't know Pamela Anderson.
Never heard of her.
What?
I've heard of her. I just don't know who she is. So I've heard of her, but I don't like. I wouldn't be able to pick her out of a crowd.
Oh, we just died.
We just lost
down.
Kicked it out.
Who done it?
Power switch.
It's the ghost of Pamela Anderson.
Got it.
She heard me. She's pissed.
Yeah, we're good.
Oh my God, it's a Haitian pirate. You read that? That's a pretty good sound effect.
Yeah, it's a pretty sweet sound.
It is.
Yeah, he's got great sound effects.
ASMR.
I want to request some, but that's not appropriate.
Whoa, too soon.
We can't get any sound effects.
What do you need?
Give me something. He goes. I mean, first of all, by the way, I've opened for him before, and I never watch stand-ups like full hour because you just get tired. You get exhausted watching it. Harlan never says the same shit.
That was the laziest thing I've ever...
No,
I'm serious. You get tired watching someone do their job?
So hard.
Harlan, can you back me up here? You get tired of... After
I can't get an hour-long massage.
Doing it for so long.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I hear what you're saying.
I don't even like to watch myself. I never like watching myself.
Well, that's understandable. Harlan.
Harlan's sets are never the same.
That's true.
It's always, not only is it crowd work, but you always come up with some ran off the top of your head.
I saw you at the store and you did something that was so absurd and I don't remember what it was something to do with some guy's shirt and then all the, I don't remember what the hell was going on.
Was it the night where the guy was up in the balcony and the guy kept saying, you try to get him to say the BMW thing, the car thing, you remember?
No.
Oh, man. Remember. Right. He says too many funny things.
I remember nothing.
Yeah.
Well, you guys...
No, you weren't with me the night we saw him. Yeah.
You guys debunk my story so fast.
Yeah.
Hopefully you have better luck than me.
Dude, you had an emotional support squid
dude.
in a fish tank on an Amtrak going to New Jersey.
By the way, that idea was from somebody else. I'm not going to say who.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Cool.
But I wrote the story. So not only could he not write the story, but he had to have someone else to come up with it for him.
I got the title, and then I went like this. I got some help. I got a staff. I got a writing staff.
Not enough help, apparently.
I got a writing staff. I call my neighbors up, and I go, can you help me, goddamn?
Apparently
they're like, fucking squid.
We're gonna go round two here?
Round two.
Let's go.
Let's see if you got better luck than me.
Okay, here we go. Round two. All right. Two stories back to back. Feel free to debunk it as much as you want. Whatever information I have on the page, I will gladly give up. All right, headline is, first grade teacher uses scale in classroom to determine when students go to lunch. Miss Lawson of Brunswick Private School in Greenwich, Connecticut, has been placed on temporary leave after utilizing a scale in her classroom to determine which students can go to lunch on time. She has a degree in sports therapy and nutrition, which was used as the backbone to her policy, stating via her Facebook page that some of these children are incredibly overweight and a few are actually obese. The parents aren't concerned for the health and no one else is willing to express the truth that being overweight is not okay. We live in a society that only wants to praise and not criticize. A school made the discovery after a 2-week period of noticing that half of Flossen's classroom went to lunch 30 minutes late. Students were questioned about the delay, where they informed the principal that some were kept in the classroom after the teacher would have them step on the scale. Slosson was quoted as telling the students, the less time you have at lunch, the less time you have to eat. Other students claimed that she viewed the lunch period as a privilege to those that were exercising and eating well. A picture went viral of her whiteboard chart that had each student's height, weight, and goal, with the corresponding percentage of a lunch period they would be given. The school board is still determining what disciplinary action should be taken.
Where was this? What country? Was that in the States?
Greenwich, Connecticut.
Okay, that gives me my answer. What's the next story?
All right, any questions?
I feel like if she, like, making somebody go to lunch late isn't going to change the fact that they're still eating, right?
Well, she was quoted as saying,
the less time you have to eat, the less you're going to eat.
Yeah, the less time, the less time you have at lunch, the less...
Right? Look, the reason I asked where it was, you do that in the States and it's instant lawsuit. Like, teachers aren't protected by anything anymore. So if you do anything, to, I mean, you can't even give a kid a red check mark on a test anymore without a parent suing. So if you fat shame a whole bunch of kids,
yeah,
if you prohibit them from going to lunch hour late, if you're posting on a whiteboard their weight, I smell lawsuits all over. So it could be real, but yeah. I doubt it. But let's hear what else you got, yeah. Wild thing.
What state was it?
Brunswick Private School in Greenwich, Connecticut.
I don't know, man. Private school. I went to a private school. They do that kind of shit.
Which one?
St. Charles Borromeo.
Me too.
In Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Mr. Hope, geography?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Sortilette.
I hated that dress they made me wear.
Me too. The socks, too.
Ugh.
That sounds like a fun school. How do I sign up? Put me in a dress.
It's pretty hard to get in there.
Dude, I went to St. Rose and Girard, and what a disaster. Catholic school?
Yeah. Wait, you went, same. Did you guys actually all go to...
You went to Catholic school?
It's private Catholic.
They used to beat me.
I did.
Yeah. And that was with the nuns. With a ruler? Yeah.
Wait, really?
No, they weren't. They were great.
I went to all-boys boarding school. And they used to smack the crap out.
Really?
Of us. Oh yeah.
The boys did, or you're talking about the teachers?
Teachers, man.
The boys did.
Well, the boys both fought too. But the teachers would. They were.
I was definitely bullied by the kids at Catholic.
I feel like
school.
I kind of missed out. I didn't get really bullied, and now I wish I did.
I wish you did get
bullied.
It was
the nuns.
You need a little humbling.
Yeah, you do. Bully.
I mean, let's go. We got 30 minutes here. All right, I will go into story number two.
This is fun because last time we did the stories, we had Ian Edwards and Olivia Swee on, and they made us reread the stories like four times.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we don't want that.
Yeah.
We're too astute for that, aren't we?
I can hear. I can listen.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys both went to private school. We should have.
Exactly.
All right, here we go. Story number two. Lithuanian couple defends World Wife Carrying Championship title. In the Finnish town of Sankajärvi, Saturday's competition was the 24th year it has been held, where men complete an obstacle course with their wives slung over their shoulders. The championship draws thousands of visitors, and well-attended preliminary competitions were held in countries such as the United States, Australia, Poland, and Britain. Among the two dozen contesting couples, Vyutis Kriskalauskas and his wife Naringa Kuskalaskien came out on top for a second straight year, completing a 253.5-meter obstacle course featuring a water trap in 1 minute and 6 seconds. The Lithuanian couple claimed the first place prize, consisting of their wife's weight in beer, after beating six-time champion Tasto Mietin of Finland and his partner Katja Kovanen by the slimmest of margins, 0.1 seconds. "I was looking at the watch and I thought, I'm not going to make it, but we did it," Kirklauskas said. Wife carrying as a sport drew inspiration from the 19th century legend of Rokkanen the Robber, who compelled would-be members of his gang to prove their mettle by carrying sacks of grain or live pigs over a similar course. The competition is also said to look back to an even earlier practice of wife stealing, leading many present-day contestants to compete with someone else's wife.
There's too many details, right? I feel like that's too detailed. You went above and beyond. It has to be fake. I think that's the fake one.
Well, I'm mixed because it's America has the dumb, like, the hot dog eating contest and the jump around on your wife's forehead contest and the shave your parrot. We have the dumbest. Yes. But you don't go to, like, one. Lithuania and they have, like, goofy American contests.
Mm-hmm. I'll be honest. I would go see those last two.
Yeah, I would.
I would go see a parrot shaving competition. Yeah.
Yeah. Although they do have the cheese roll thing, and they have the logs, that giant log that slides down the hill in Japan or something.
What's the cheese roll thing? I think I've heard
there's
the cheese roll
thing. There's a thing where they roll a giant wheel of cheese down a giant hill, and human beings just go flopping after it. Like they chase it, and their body's pretty much flat. And whoever can grab this giant thing of cheese, it's
actual cheese. It's not just like the wooden
cheese. It's a real cheese. Yeah, now I remember
it's dangerous as hell.
That's crazy.
That's a
so what do? They just they get to keep the cheese?
They're just the people. People love idiotic things like
they
that.
They just have a party.
Like some guy just choked to death at a taco eating contest at his kid's school.
Oh my!
In front of all the children, he was shoving tacos wow. and he choked to death in front of everybody.
I feel like the one thing you should have at an eating contest is someone who can do the Heimlich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone really like that's the only staff member you really need there.
Someone they should have a Heimlich contest where people are just like barfing all over the place.
It proceeds now directly after the eating contest. so you can get.
Man, I'm mixed because I feel like the fat shaming one is like teachers are
so
too scared.
That really? Yeah.
Well, they're scared because of the lawsuit stuff, but I could see them doing it. But the Lithuanian one feels... Did you say he was looking at his watch while he was going over the finish line?
He was quoted as saying, I was looking at the watch, and I thought, I'm not going to make it, but we did it.
In one thousandth of a second?
He won by 0.1 seconds.
See, that's where it gets weird. Like a guy's running around town with his fat wife on his shoulder, and he's looking at his Timex. Like, it just... And he notices it's exactly 0.1 second. Like
253 and a half meter obstacle course featuring a water trap. And he ran it in 1 minute and 6 seconds.
If that's true, I'm impressed, but I just don't think that's true. Impossible.
Okay, you're false. And, well, you're false on wife caring.
Yes.
Okay.
The wife caring sounds fake as hell, but I'm also gonna go that the... My first instinct was the fat thing is fake because of the lawsuit thing. But it's probably, you're right, it could happen here easily.
Easily.
But I'm gonna go with the school fat shaming is the fake one.
So wait, we have two.
So she thinks that Lithuania is fake and school is real, and then the opposite. So they're opposing each other right now.
Oh, okay. God, yeah. this is where I fucking lose, isn't it?
This determines the winner. Right here.
Oh, I thought you each did two stories. It's only one story each.
No, two stories, one real, one fake.
Oh, I got it.
And
okay.
then if you end up tied by the end, we do like a tiebreaker.
We do a tiebreaker.
Got it. Okay.
We do like a tiebreaker headline.
But right now, you guys are both one for one. You're both in the lead.
And believe me, I'm iffy on my answer. I feel
pretty confident, which also leads me to believe I'm probably going to lose.
Well, I don't know, but I'm definitely iffy. I'm just going because that was my first instinct.
We're gonna.
I think I could easily lose it too.
All right, let's see what it is.
Oh, I was wrong, huh?
It's
so fucking.
Oh man,
I should have known.
Harlan Williams.
We got an ad here, but
did I do it?
Yeah, you got it right.
Wow.
I thought I would get you with the private school.
The crowd goes wild.
This is a real thing that's happening right now. And it's glorious.
Dude, this is amazing.
Look how they carry each other.
Are people getting weirder by the day, or is it...
Yes.
I think they're just getting more bored.
Yeah.
I think we've always been this weird. Now we just have more time.
And more cameras.
We also have... Yeah. We have literally... Give a bunch of psychos spotlight, and they're like, yeah, let's chase cheese.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're insane.
But they were doing that before. Like, the cheese thing is really old.
Oh, yeah?
And there's another one that's even more dangerous. They get a giant log, like almost like a redwood. And this thing's like longer than this room, and they slide it down a hill, and people chase it and try to grab onto the log. Like you can, I think people.
What do they win? What's the benefit?
It's like climbing Everest. Hey, I endured, and it's like, yeah, well, I sat on my couch and watched Lost. You know, it's like, and I'm feeling safe.
How do you put the screen back on? It dropped off out of nowhere.
So did I win this thing?
You did. Yeah. Congratulations, Harlan Williams.
As of right now, yeah, you are the winner.
Don't let it go to your head,
all right? Oh man. By the way, for the record, you're both getting a little Venmo, so we're gonna send that to guys.
Wait, what? Why are you sending
or PayPal?
Us money?
Gas money.
Yeah, just for coming. Thanks for
coming.
Yeah,
the gas money.
We're gonna do that. Yeah.
Honestly, you do not need to. I'm happy to be here.
We want to do it regardless.
I'm like, yeah, no, do it.
Well, what, you want mine?
I'm like, yeah, I'll take it.
We have two prizes underneath the basket. One is for the winner. One is for the loser.
I think everyone should really appreciate the magnitude.
Oh yeah,
of
yeah.
This.
Let's watch this video.
This is absolutely absurd.
Dude, how? There's
gonna be a face plant coming up. Look, he's literally just going to whap, and without hesitating, hop back on.
Almost broke his neck. You almost lost me when you said he checked his watch. Because I thought, who's going to wear a watch doing this?
Well, it said he looked at the... I was looking at the watch, yeah.
Like, that's where I thought no one would do this, going in water and carrying a wife. You're not going to wear a... Like, I don't see anyone with a watch on there, do you?
You know there's only 12 contestants, too? That's it. They could only find 12 couples. And then, like, four of them aren't even couples. It's, like, a guy with someone else's wife.
Do you see anyone with a watch? I don't see one watch.
Yeah, look, they've got
that's
something.
A wristband. It's like a yellow...
Well, maybe when he was quoted wrong and he thought he was looking up.
Because I'm a wristband manufacturer and I created those.
Dang, look at that jump.
That guy should be disqualified for his green shorts, his Billie Jean King tennis shorts. Look at those.
She has a helmet on. That's a helmet.
All
the girls have helmets?
That guy's so intense. You see his face?
Would you...
Oh, my God.
Would you allow, if you were dating a guy, would you allow him to carry you around like that?
Absolutely not.
You wouldn't?
No, I would fall and break my neck.
What if he could just carry you to the bar, like if you're drunk.
Okay.
And he could carry you home like that, would you
100%.
Do that? What, if that was an Uber option, you could select. Like Uber piggyback.
Yeah, man.
Okay. What if you go on a date with a guy, he's charming the hell out of you, you're like, this is the one, and then he says, I do this for a living.
I'm in.
Oh my God.
I'm so in.
All right. No, that backfired.
Yeah. It did, didn't it?
It did. So well,
remember, he doesn't make a living. They got paid in the wife's weight in beer. So essentially you can gamble because the heavier the woman, the more beer you win. Or you can play it safe.
They do
so
all
you
this
don't even
for
get
beer?
Money?
No, you just get your wife's weight in beer as your prize.
That's literally insane, guys.
That's what it is. So it's a gamble. You have to play strategy.
Isn't it sad that my strategy was based on lawsuits?
Yes.
Like if that was a real story, here's a teacher looking out for the health and well-being of students, mm-hmm. but would never do that because she'd get sued for trying to make them lose weight and be healthy human beings.
Yeah.
Welcome to America.
Yeah. I mean, and your justification for the contest was Americans have stupid competitions no other countries do.
Right.
So you were really just basing it on us dumbass Americans.
Yeah. Both. And he's pretty accurate so far.
Yeah.
Shit.
And I was the dumbass American for the first one that wrote a squid story. I'd like to reread that
story. You just got to remember not to have big words. Because I saw you read that, and I go, he's never said that word in his life.
Man. I read this story yesterday, and I stumbled on the word. And I go, damn it.
But it was too big a word. Like,
it was. What is the word?
Knowing you, it's a word that none of us know.
It was perennial abscess,
I thought,
what you're trying to say.
So you can't have you can't believe that any of us would have written that word, because none of us
know it. I could
have. Nope.
Yeah, good point.
You don't know what that word
is. Sure I do.
What was
read
the word?
It.
Okay.
Perennial? Can you spell perennial? If you could have written it, that means you could spell it right now.
Of course I can.
Okay, go ahead.
Perennial. See, it's spelled different.
It's not perennial.
P-E-R-I-A-N-A-L.
That's what I was going to say. Perianal.
Whoa, that hurts. I had that once.
What is it?
Yeah.
Perianal.
My bicycle seat
abscesses.
Came off and I just...
Where is it? Is your story not
I started.
Even on
it says, I started to get reoccurring perianal abscesses. Can you read that?
Let me
is that right?
Read it.
It's in the taint.
Where is it?
Yeah, perianal abscesses. It's abscesses.
Where is it?
Poor squid.
That?
It's right here.
Oh man, this is why I said Elton, please help me these things.
Yeah, and then he asked for help 35 minutes before.
No, I asked you yesterday, and he goes, "Write your own goddamn story,
dude." Because I was busy. I was filming from 2 p.m. until 4 in the morning.
Dude, you were doing ghost videos, and I'm over here writing ghost stories.
No, I was actually feeding milk to a tiger with a baby bottle.
True.
Here's a tip. Hot. Here's a tip to throw off future contestants. Though, in every story,
misreads.
Put a word that seems too big for you to know.
I'm gonna write your next story.
And that way, they won't know. They'll
dude,
go, wait.
I
he stumbled on that word, but he
things.
Stumbled on like a big word, like a big word.
Just so. Make up a word.
I'm gonna give you a medical story next time that is nothing but words you can't.
What
read?
If I blow that one out of the water? That one I get with the squid one, fucking trash. Should we try that thing where we go?
Yeah, do you guys want to try?
Haven't done this, but we think it'd be fun.
That'd be really fun if basically you've closed your eyes, we spin the globe, and wherever your finger lands, you have to make up a new story based on where your finger just landed.
Great.
We haven't done it, but I'm really curious to see.
Yeah.
Great.
You guys down? Who wants to go first?
Go on.
Okay.
Right, go at it.
I have to close my
close
eyes?
Close your eyes, and I'm going to spin it. I'm going to make it so that way it lands in a country. Yep. Okay, here we go.
And then
wherever you want to drop it.
Ah, yes.
You dropped it up top there. I don't even know
What is it?
Oh, Japan. Northern Japan.
Northern Japan.
Wow. You have a story about Hokkaido in Japan, basically.
Yes.
Harlan Williams.
Make a fire away and a great news story from Hokkaido.
In Hokkaido, Japan, the owls, the Hakioto owl, which nests in the trees just about 40 miles in from the coast.
This is already so much better than anything he could write.
Was so over the eggs of the owl chicks were so saturated in radiation from the nuclear explosion.
Wow.
That when the owls came out, the baby chicks had eyes. Owl eyes are already huge. They were three times the size of any known living animal. And they now renamed them X-ray owls. Their eyesight is so good they can look right through you. And the Japanese are using them to find tumors. So baby owls are curing cancer all over Japan.
I've heard of this.
Yeah.
Wow.
I read that last week.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
That's crazy.
Wow.
That's nice.
So they just go around looking and they just see tumors.
Well, the townspeople yell. They all go, "Who got the cancer?" And the owls go, "Who? Who?" And it's great. So cancer's making a comeback.
Making a comeback.
Oh my god. Yeah, so I have a new podcast partner now.
Yeah.
Bye.
Dude, I'm gonna call Harlan and write my news stories. You know what's so funny? I knew that for some reason Harlan would not be stumped. Which, by
that
the
was
way,
so
oh my
good.
Dude, by the way, I looked up a news story and I almost had it as a news story, which was about these frozen iguanas. And then I go, Harlan has a bit about that. Can you imagine?
You have a bit about frozen iguanas?
Or you mentioned the frozen iguanas where the iguanas keep freezing in Florida.
Oh, I did?
Yeah, where you say something about that you got frozen iguanas.
I don't remember,
you
man.
You said it before.
I did.
Yeah, but it's a real news story.
You have an incredible memory.
That was fantastic.
So I guess you wouldn't remember it.
So just kind of glazing over the baby owl one. Thanks.
I mean,
no, thanks, friend.
No, I thought that was incredible.
That was really good.
He pulled in World War II history. He did some character work in there.
He gave us a location.
Created a new technology. Cancer-saving technology.
Wow, that's really impressive.
Let's all go to Japan.
We got to get these owls.
And we're going to save endangered owls.
This is... incredible.
This is really great.
Right? Thank you.
Wow.
Uncle Floyd.
I can't top that.
Well,
you gotta try.
We're gonna try. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna try. All right, ready? Eyes closed. And go ahead.
Ooh.
Where'd you get?
Russia.
Whoa.
Whoa.
I know nothing.
You better not talk about the Russian baby owls, or I will.
Well, now you gave it away. Oh.
All right, fire away on your...
In Moscow. This is actually a story I read last week.
Okay.
About Moscow, Russia.
Uh-huh.
And how they have this new school there where you specifically learn how to train...
Wow! I've heard of this school. No, I've heard
what kind of bird?
It's not owls.
Okay,
I know that's what you were worried about. That
I'm still worried.
It's bluebirds.
Okay.
Whoa! I love bluebirds.
Yeah, so
the Moscow bluebirds.
They're native to Moscow.
What do they train them to do?
They train them to whistle.
Oh, I love whistling bluebirds.
They carry things. They're pigeons are kind of going out, so they need something to carry
the
letters.
Do they get radiation from Chernobyl?
No, of course not.
Okay, got it. Yeah, nothing.
The owls got radiation.
I am sorry.
Come on. Nothing about bluebirds?
Okay.
All right. So yeah, it's kind of making a big deal over there in Russia.
I've heard they're going to use them in the military. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the U.S. is really worried about it right now.
That's actually how Putin and Trump communicate.
Yeah.
By bluebirds.
Strictly through
that's why no one can find the documentation.
Whistling Bluebirds.
I actually have a song here I'd like to play from the Whistling Bluebirds. Here.
They sent it to you too?
Yeah, I got it here on my phone.
Okay, yep. Was the lyrics in English or Russian?
No, that was Russian. Yeah, I don't know what it means.
I didn't understand it.
Yeah,
that was beautiful.
Do you speak Russian at all?
A little bit.
Okay. Can you hit us?
No.
Do you speak Russian?
Nyet.
No. I also speak Spanish.
Are you Russian?
Yes. Why do you think I know so much about Russia?
What's your nationality?
What is it? Guess.
I've never heard of
what isn't it?
Do you know my nationality?
Yeah, you told me.
I have?
Yeah. You like bragged
Go
about
on,
it.
Go on,
you bragged about it. It was kind of...
No, I promise I didn't.
It was actually kind of weird when you bragged about it.
About being Russian?
Yeah, Rush.
Didn't tell me. What is it?
Sexy.
Yeah.
Dang. Yeah, that's I
real
love that
news.
Real news. Nice. That's quality. Good nationality.
She didn't. She's like, yeah.
All right.
If a compliment comes within 30 feet of Andrea, she will take it.
Good. Yeah. She deserves it.
It can be for someone over there, and she'll be like, that's mine.
It, you know? I'll take it with 100 feet. I don't care. I'm like,
you're sort of sexy. Damn. But she has to be the judge because she's a girl. See, sexy, do you think?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a really shaky answer.
For those all that right. are just I'm listening to this, that was a not
I'm
convincing.
I'm insecure, if anybody knows the...
Quick, you know, do a bluebird whistle.
Hold on, it's on my phone here.
Oh. That could change things.
No, I actually that do I do a really good bluebird.
You do
impression.
The bluebird and I'll do the owl and we'll do a duet like Islands in the Stream.
Okay, here we go. Bluebird, ready?
Now he's sexy.
Wow.
You want to hear, have you ever seen a snowy owl? You know those white ones? The white, have you seen them?
Yeah, yeah.
The Harry Potter ones?
This is my impression of a snowy owl. Fuck, it's cold.
It's good.
The owl person is actually pretty good.
That's what she said.
Was that
like, oh, that's so funny. That's so funny.
That's amazing.
Oh, that is so simple. Do you do so damn funny.
Do you do any bird impressions?
So many of them.
Do Pamela Anderson.
Do Pamela Anderson actually, as a bluebird.
That's actually the best one I can do.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
What does she do?
I mean, she was a playmate, right?
I'm serious.
Am I incorrect there? She was a playmate, right?
Would you like to
elaborate?
She was
a sex symbol. She was like,
and she was in, what's the
line? She was in one of my favorite TV shows, Pornhub.
yes.
Whoa.
Where she did.
Baywatch. She was also in Baywatch.
She was the first Tool Time girl on Home Improvement.
Uh-huh. Got it.
Okay. And then she was on Baywatch.
Yep.
And then she had her own show called VIP or something like
okay.
that.
Yeah.
And then she's just kind of known for being a like a sex symbol, like a and Bridget the, Bardot type.
Sex tape with Tommy Lee, too,
sex
right?
Tapes. She did a sex
She was
tape
the Kim Kardashian before Kim
yeah,
Kardashian.
Yeah, she was kind of the first leaked celebrity sex tape,
right.
I think.
Which was, one was with Tommy Lee and the other one was with?
Burl Ives.
Brett Burl Ives.
We finally got him.
I totally get why Howard Stern has a producer that just cracks up in the background because he's
It
amazing.
Makes you feel so much better. Yeah.
How come he's been here for every episode. He's not laughed at
can
me
Can we start
once.
Getting
I know. I knew none of you guys would get. None
get
of you know
crack.
Who Burl Ives is.
No,
right?
I don't.
Know.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Watch Cat on a Hot Tin Roof with Paul Newman and Elizabeth Taylor. And have you ever seen the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer animated?
Yes.
So Burl Ives does the voice of the snowman. Silver and gold. And he sings, have a holly jolly Christmas.
Oh.
It's the best time of the... He was an old actor, won an Oscar, big guy.
One of my favorites.
And he had his sex tape, huh?
Yeah, he had a really hot sex
with
tape
Pamela
with
Anderson?
Carol Burnett.
That's
Carol Burnett.
Him and Carol Burnett.
Dang.
Yeah.
You guys, know, I want to give them their prizes.
No, I feel like we should. You need redemption.
Oh,
you need to do a story.
Oh, hey. Here we go.
You, ready? I'm gonna spin it.
I'm
on
excited
you.
To show the prizes, though. That's why. Because I went and I rushed and I got them right before.
Okay, here we go.
99
Close
store.
Your eyes. Close your eyes. Don't look at the map.
All right. Won't look.
Okay, here we go. And 3, 2, go ahead.
Is that Easter Island?
Did
I pick the ocean?
No, you're on an island. Yeah, wait. French Polynesia.
Oh,
ooh,
of course.
Nice.
French
oh.
Polynesia.
I really
that was the closest to your finger.
There's I don't know if you heard this news story, but there was this 18-year-old boy in French Polynesia that he was so good at karate that everybody respected him so much that he was the talk of the town, and they would do talent shows where the French Polynesian kid would then karate. They would all make Jell-O pudding cakes. In the town, it was like a cake bake. You guys are well aware. Of cake
sure,
bakes.
Yeah.
And then he would not only would he smash up the rocks and everybody like that's cool, get to the cakes, and then he'd be like, hey, and then he would smash the cakes. They would explode. People would get splattered in Jell-O cake. Huge party. And he's actually the most famous person in French Polynesia. Mm. His name is Billy Johnson.
Okay, I wanna.
Sounds like a very American name.
Yeah,
he's French Polynesian. He was born here, he moved.
I want to work backwards and figure out how you went from French Polynesia karate to chopping cakes.
It's just
what
I've always wanted to do.
I just want to understand.
Doesn't anybody just, how satisfying would it just feel to go and then just
Do you not have a knife?
Can I get a dinner? Good Lord. Well, why did you put me on the ocean? I thought I was getting one of the tilts.
No, I just spun it as
can
you
were. Can you spin it for me? I'll close my eyes.
Oh, you want another one? He needs redemption. I'm just trying to understand how his brain works. That's all. I just really want to understand.
What's that?
Oh.
As he slides his finger, he goes to Cleveland.
My
convenient Los Angeles.
No, I actually landed right in between Italy and Tunisia.
Tunisia.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Tunisia.
Big fan.
A lot of news there, I hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every
oh, man.
Week.
Tell us a story.
One of the main news stories that sticks out in Tunisia.
One
Tunisia? It's Tunisia.
We agree to disagree.
It's absolutely Tunisia.
I mean, some people got accents. Tomato, tomato. Yeah.
Okay. Potato, potato.
All right, well, fire away on your story.
So in Tunisia, there's an 18-year-old boy named Billy Johnson.
Oh, my God.
You guys see what I'm working with when I have for believable story?
Come on, for the bit, that was funny. Yeah.
Was he cutting a squid cake by any chance?
I was gonna say that he has diabetes.
Oh,
he has a huge squid collection. Oh man, you gonna do it or what?
I'll do it. Yeah, let's give it
a
go.
Come on, I got a lot of criticism for you, buddy.
Oh, let's fire away. Debunk me.
All right, ready?
Yeah,
and go ahead.
Super close.
What are you doing?
Super close.
I went straight forward.
Yeah, trying to shove it up my ass. What's going on there? Ooh. What do you got?
I'm Kapoor. Kapoor? How do you say Kapoor? Is that how you say it? In India? Kapoor?
Yes, Kapoor.
It's absolutely Kapoor.
Kapoor?
Dumbass.
Okay. So in Kapoor, they are now working on a new batch of curry that apparently runs through your digestive system so quickly that it's faster than any cleanse, any juice cleanse you can get in the United States.
I'm in.
And they're now working on bottling it and selling and importing it to the United States, but the FDA won't approve it because they feel as if they can't diagnose what it is, but the reality is they know it's just going to put all these Hollywood shops out of business. So right now, there is a liquid curry that you can drink that'll completely take everything out of your system in 30 seconds.
I've heard of it. It's called Kapoor out of your asshole. Is that it?
That's okay. It.
I think that's a street name. Yeah, that's a street name.
Dang. Where do we find these trucks with Kapoor out of your asshole?
It's actually called Kapuri. But,
Kapuri.
You know, but yeah, that's the street term right there.
Wow.
Damn.
So yeah.
Yeah, it actually, and it's funny, and it makes you fatter, which is weird because it does the opposite.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just rips everything out of your body just basically immediately.
Yeah, but.
Okay.
Yeah, it just cleanses out your entire body.
I'm in.
So yeah, would you do it?
I'm in, yeah.
You do the cleanse?
Why not?
Dude. Girls love cleanses, huh?
I fucking hate cleanses.
Have you done it?
I've gotten an hour in and then I'm hungry for a snack, so now.
Good for you.
Like, I just
like
can't.
Straight to In-N-Out or something?
Well, nah, I've never had In-N-Out.
No?
You've never had?
See, I wasn't going to say it.
Wait, not even fries? Not even fries.
No. I've never had a hamburger.
Can we postmate?
You're a veggie.
Wait, you've never had meat in your entire life?
No, I wasn't always vegan. I'm vegan now, but.
But you've never had a hamburger, though?
No.
So you've never had just a beef patty? Have you had steak?
Yeah.
Okay, but you just never had like the shittier version of steak.
Yep.
Okay.
The loser's actually going to get an In-N-Out burger. So.
I'll trade.
Deal.
Yeah.
Wow. Never. No meat. Had meat.
Not even fries.
Not from In-N-Out. No.
Why?
Yeah. No. You're not.
In-N-Out fries suck.
Yeah. You're not missing much.
Oh, I'm offended. I'm mildly offended.
I don't like them at all.
They're great when they're hot for the first for the first minute, and then. In-N-Out fries cool off like so fast.
Yeah.
And then they taste like foam.
Cardboard. Yeah. It tastes like. The thing is, I met a corporate In-N-Out person at a show once, and they told me that they use like peanut oil or something, and they know that like that's their brand. They know some people love them, some people hate them, and they just stick to the gun, and it's supposed to be healthier oil, but I don't know.
Consistent.
I don't like their fries.
Yeah, fuck that
I'd like
that
to go
shit.
Back to our corporate sponsor, In-N-Out.
And KFC.
And KFC.
And KFC.
Anyways, if anybody wants to sponsor our podcast, that'd be pretty cool, too.
Yeah, that's a great way to demonstrate your value is by begging for...
Please, guys.
No bang energy.
Sponsor our podcast.
Not
on this one.
No, okay. You guys ready for this? For these gifts? Can I show them?
You have them. Yeah, yeah. Do you want me to hand them over?
Go ahead. Open. I'm going to do drum roll.
Oh, my God. I'm nervous.
And the winner...
I expect the Nick Cannon version of that, please.
What's the Nick Cannon version?
What?
A drum roll. There we go. That's better. Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. Wait, so first place is, I'm presuming first place is the Echo Dot.
Echo Dot. Wow. Okay. Hey.
I got to say, Vinny, you know? If this is planned, this is very sexist.
Thank you. It wasn't, I didn't know she was going to lose.
Wow.
How do I know?
Why is it sexist? I thought these were sponges. I thought these were like cleaning sponges.
Oh, no, they're Kleenexes.
Actually, you could use that.
What's
you could
blow your Echo Dot.
Oh, you don't have one of these?
No, what is it?
Dude, these are awesome. This is an Alexa. But
you just put it
in your house and you just say, "Hey Alexa, what's the weather? Hey Alexa, play Bill Withers
she
radio."
She connects to the inner Google.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey Alexa, you go, "Hey Alexa, fart," and it'll stop playing Bill Withers and it'll go.
So is this an actual Alexa or just a mini version?
No, there's a small person inside there.
Yeah.
Wow. There's, looks like a hockey puck.
It's awesome.
You should
you're a big hockey fan, so these things are awesome. I'm surprised you don't have one.
Thanks, man. Wow, that's too generous, man.
Yeah, I'm just glad you did the podcast. Thanks for doing it.
That's what winners deserve.
Thanks for winning.
All right.
I mean, you had a perfect score. That's
all right.
What
she's probably given these from YouTube.
I have.
Yeah. Do you have one of the Alexas?
I had one, but did you hear what was happening with all of them?
They were listening to
and
your
conversations. And they were laughing. No.
What?
There was all of these Amazon Alexas that, like, it would be dead silent in your house, and you'd hear, ha-ha-ha, from, like, the Amazon Alexas. So I literally unplugged mine and took it directly to my trash can. But enjoy that. I think you're going to love it.
I didn't even know it was programmed to laugh.
Meanwhile, she was just high. It was her neighbors the whole time.
It was me.
She's throwing away all her electronics.
The
TV's laughing at me. She smashes it, throws it away.
Are they programmed to laugh? They're not programmed to laugh.
No, it was a glitch. They put out a big statement and they were like, "Yeah, we don't know."
I wish we could hook this up because this thing is kind of funny. I'm could ask it to burp and like whatever.
Really?
Yeah,
you have the ability to make this robot do anything out there and you ask it to burp.
I asked it to fart, to be specific. Give me some credit, guys.
It could do anything. It could help you pronounce perennial abscesses.
These things are pretty awesome, though.
Thank you, man. I'm excited.
You could also get lights that attach. Like, if you have lamps in your room, that you could attach to these, so you could just say, "Hey, Alexa, shut the lights off," and it'll shut off. Right now?
And if you use,
I know. Why am I doing
seduce me?
Actually, I am doing a brand.
Yeah,
deal.
You did. Yeah, you might as well just plug your discount code. Yeah.
Dang. I don't have any. Hey, Amazon, can we get a sponsor or what's up? Thanks, guys. How do you like it?
Anytime we reference a brand, just beg it.
Who does the I listen to a podcast where somebody just does these reads for their brand deals and he just shits on them. But they still keep giving them brand deals. It's funny.
It's a good idea.
It's kind of funny. Anyways.
Where can our viewers find y'all? What are you working on? Where do you plug it? What do you?
Just Andrea Russet on everything.
What do you got? What do you got coming up? Anything?
Music.
You do have music coming up.
I've got this really cool video that is coming out.
Wow.
Haunted Overnight. Mining Town.
I was excited to be like, "Oh, wait, you have a cool music video coming out." No, I'm just...
Give me 2 months.
We are going to Alaska together.
We are.
Really wow. Soon. Is it... Dang, that's pretty
going
cool.
To Alaska together for a week. We're going to bring presents to the North Pole.
I'm fucking stoked.
Wow.
Finally going to meet Santa.
Yeah.
Do you have a podcast or anything?
No.
No?
I have nothing.
No. Well, you have a huge following, so congrats.
Thank you.
If you just keep asking her things about herself, watch how much sadder she gets. It's very...
How are you sad?
That's why he gave me the tissues.
You knew.
What do you mean? Your life's great.
My life is so great.
What's going on?
Let's change the subject. Stop. He always does this. Stop.
Doesn't he make it uncomfortable?
Yes, it's so much
fun. It's so much fun.
Well,
yeah, real fun.
Everybody can check you out online. Please do that. She's pretty awesome. She's very cute and funny, and she's very talented. So check her out at
Andrea Russet.
And my friend Harlan Williams, where can we see you?
You can follow me on Instagram. I'm posting crazy videos all the time. And if you have kids, watch my show Puppy Dog Pals on Disney Junior. And we're going into our third season.
That's awesome.
Starting in a few months. So
awesome. You got so much stuff going. And your specials, you got to check out those online.
Yeah.
And you got to come see us do stand-up comedy together.
Yeah, I'm going to be... When does this air, do you know?
We're going to...
This will be next week. I think this will be our next one.
Oh, okay.
So this will come out next Tuesday.
Oh, really?
Yep. I think this should be the second
one.
Well,
I'm in Las Vegas at the Jimmy Kimmel Comedy Club the first week of September.
Yeah.
So check out my website, harlanwilliams.com, for all my stand-up tours.
Yeah, you got to see him live. I mean that sincerely.
You got to.
You
or
got
else.
To. Or else we'll send those... Owls on.
Fuck, it's cold.
Those owls don't even speak Japanese. They're just like,
no, it's English.
Those owls are amazing. What if they actually do exist?
They do.
No one said my story was fake. I mean, so I'm gonna have to say that it's true.
I think
it's
true. I'd like to debunk you guys and let you know that squid story absolutely true, 100%.
Actually, in today's world, it probably is true somewhere. Like, there's mm-hmm. probably some
on the New York
Newfoundland
subway.
Fisherman somewhere who comes home at night and, "How'd you do today there, Billy? Can I make you some sweet fucking Brussels sprouts thereby?" Because that's what squids eat, right? Brussels
yeah.
sprouts.
Yeah, of course. Of course, they eat nothing else.
Yeah.
Sweet I'm actually, fries. Just because this story wasn't true and I was so debunked so quickly, I'm actually going to get a squid and a fishbowl and go on a train.
Make it true.
In Philadelphia and make it true. We should do that. We should make up a... Oh, wait. We should make up a story and then make it true somehow. By the way, I'll write these news stories and then I'll realize that I've looked them up. Some of them are actually true. I'll come up with a weird headline.
Like what?
I don't remember. Remember with, like, the first week we started writing these? I started writing some, and I go, shit, that's true. I can't even use it. Anything Florida Man shit. Is always true.
Yeah, anything Florida Man. Florida. Yeah, the entire podcast could be called Florida.
Our first episode, we did do a Florida Man story. Nobody got it right. Here go the two headlines. Ready? American Airlines lands plane because passenger refused to do pull-ups. Stop doing pull-ups. And the other one was Florida Man installed and used toilet on the roof of his own home to upset his neighbors. Everybody, once we read these stories, which, by the way, he wrote them, was really good. Everyone went to Florida Man story, but the dude was arrested for doing pull-ups on the American Airlines plane, and he wouldn't stop doing them.
Yeah, that's a real thing.
Yeah, they had, like, land the plane, have a 90-minute delay. It was going from, like, Arizona to Boston. He's
trying to get the gains in.
Yeah.
Dang.
Is super weird. Dude. Well, thank you guys.
Thank you.
To our fans and followers out there, we are taking news submissions. You could help us with the headlines. You could help us with writing some stories. You could help us finding news stories. And then it's kind of nice. You get to hear your story come out on our podcast. Make sure to follow us. Follow me on Instagram and all that stuff, Twitter, Vinny Fastline, at Vinny Fastline, Fastline, Vinny.
And you can submit the news stories to at Real News We Made Up on Instagram. Just DM them there, link or whatever you wrote. And if it's sweet, we'll throw it in. Or we'll use it as a tiebreaker.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, and make sure if you're on the YouTube, make sure to subscribe because we're doing these every week.
Every week.
Every week, and we're gonna keep finding new ways to make it better. This is our first time doing this, and it was pretty fun.
It was fun.
This was actually my favorite part, I think.
I mean. What did you guys like about it? Or what did you hate?
And on that note, we will see you guys next week.
I wasn't expecting that
Your
question.
Your squid story was a favorite?
Yeah, that's what she said.
Love you guys.